All right, Shane, before getting to football, man, I got to ask you, being Jamaican man, I got to ask you, what is the Mount Rushmore of Jamaican dishes? What's your four? What's on the Mount Rushmore of Jamaican dishes?
Okay. When I was younger, I used to love oxtail. It used to be oxtail rice and peas too. But now it's a curry goat.
All right.
Curry goat. I'm still going to rice and peas. So it's curry goat, oxtail, Manish water.
All right.
Manish water. You know.
We're ackee and saltfish.
See, I like ackee and saltfish, but ackee and saltfish, like, listen, my parents make ackee and saltfish on like a weekday, a random weekday. You know what I'm saying? But the curry goat, you know, it's coming on Sunday. Sunday or it's going to be a Friday. It's going to be a Saturday night meal, one of those two. And if you hit it on those two, then you're going straight to sleep. And then, because like, when I'm at the crib, both my sisters are out. So when my parents make it, they make it a big tub for five. I got curry goat for the week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So curry goat recipes, oxtail, Manish water. Those are my top three for sure.
All right. There you go. Nice.
There's some jerk too. There's some jerk in there as well.
Authentic jerk. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the tin jerk.
There you go. So I got to ask you now, Shane, you come over from Toronto. What are your thoughts? First few days of camp here in Edmonton.
Oh, man. I have a lot of thoughts. There's a lot of thoughts going on over here. Nah, but I really enjoy being here. I'm not going to lie to you. I really enjoy being here. Offense is downhill, aggressive. Great group of guys. Guys are trying to compete. Like, the competition is crazy high. Everyone's just trying to push each other. You know, iron sharpens iron. That's, I think, from what I can see, that's definitely the motto. You know what I mean? No one's not scared to get down and scrappy with anybody. And damn near it's kind of encouraged. You know what I'm saying? So that I love that. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with the physicality. I'm down with attacking. And coming from my previous team in Toronto, that's kind of what we kind of built that culture to be. Is like in practice, we're getting at it, but we gotta practice safely. We gotta make sure everyone can get to the game so we can do this to the other team, because ultimately that's the only reason why we're getting paid, is to win football games. You know what I'm saying? Not to beat on each other, is to perform on the field. You know what I'm saying? So but these last few practices, it's just been nothing but competition. And I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? It's from what I've seen before and what I'm seeing now, we're all getting better. We're all improving in some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to be here.
And what does it mean to come here? Also have McLeod here, someone who, you know, he's had success in Toronto, right? USFL. He's a quarterback that knows success and wants to see his team get better here, right? In 2024, Shane.
Yeah. Matt, yeah, I've worked with Matt too. I got drafted to Toronto 19 with Matt. We were there when we had that awful year in 2019, 21. The next year after that, it was COVID. The year after that, we started building and growing. So, I mean, with Matt, leadership, you know what I'm saying? He's done it before. He's been there. He's been around a lot of great quarterbacks as well too. And I'm sure he's already taken role off the team off the team, you know, being very vocal. And shoot, that's what I know him to be from Toronto. And I mean, I know his success there. I know what type of mentality he has when it comes to that type of stuff, being diligent, being process oriented. And I mean, that's what I see him trying to implement here. And I mean, shoot, that's my bread and butter as well too. So I mean, I'm there with him and it's gonna make it work.
Of course. And what do you mean be around Coach Jones? You know, he's someone who wants success, wants to see this team get back to what they were, winning franchise here at Edmonton.
Yes, sir. Coach, I mean, it starts from the top, right? You know what I'm saying? And like, that's where his head at. You talk to him, that's all he wants to do is win. You know what I'm saying? And with that, you can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's ultimately going to come down to us, you know what I'm saying, doing what we need to do on the field, in the weight room, in the film room, and making sure we know everything that we need to know for the game. But we're still following his leadership. He's a very aggressive coach. He's very straightforward. He's a very respectable dude. So, I mean, that's the type of team I see us being molded into, and I think that's what we're trying to get moving forward. Again, with Max's leadership, from where we've gone and what we've done and what we've changed, the culture we've changed, I feel like we can definitely get that done.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I always kind of held myself to a point, man. I need to always be there racing. So I try to adjust to every quarterback that I play with and make it easier for them. So whatever they need, that's what I try to do. And it's the same thing I'm doing with MVT. And, you know, he's putting balls on the dime right now. So it's exciting going out there with him each and every day and just seeing his process and how he sees things and what he does and how he's thinking, you know, his decision making.
Yeah. What is that process like, trying to establish chemistry and knowing maybe if you have to break off a route or do something different? Like, what is that process like?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I used to play quarterback in high school, so I actually really use that in my game. When I'm playing receiver, I'm out there knowing, like, quarterback's going to want you right here. quarterback wants you to tempo a little bit right here. The quarterback wants you like this. So it's kind of like, for me, I kind of put that in my game of knowing where the quarterback needs me to be and how he wants me to run a route. So it kind of, it makes everything just easier. I kind of just adjust. So for me, it's been great, man.
I've talked to both of you, and you both said that you kind of always wanted to play together. Yeah. Is it working out the way you hoped it would?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been excited since the day he got here. You can just see the maturity, the leadership that he has, and you know, it's helping everyone. It's helping every position. It gives everybody a sense of, you know, this a sense of urgency of, man, we got something going here, and we got to build on this and keep stacking the days.
What's it like catching a ball that comes in at that velocity? Clouds got quite an
arm. Yeah, he definitely do. I've been around a lot of guys that try to break your hands, but I think he has a very quarterback friendly throw too. Like, he knows when to put the speed on the ball and when to not put the speed on the ball, and that's what I really like about him. He's not always trying to throw 90 miles per hour to show how strong his arm is. Like, he knows how strong his arm is, and we know how strong his arm is, and at this point it's just about giving us a ball that we can catch and get up for him and make a play.
Away from the ball field, I know this offseason you kind of had a big experience in Kenya. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that came together and what that was like?
Yeah, man. So I went to Kenya in March. I actually collabed and ended up becoming an ambassador for the Elks for World Vision Canada. They're an organization that goes to, you know, hostile environments, countries, third world countries that really are going through some things, and they try to develop a 15-year plan for them to help them get back to where they need to be so they can all, you know, function together. Just going to Kenya, it really filled a void in my soul, just because, you know, me being American and, you know, not really knowing all my history and things like that, going there, it was just like a void I felt. And seeing the kids and seeing how hard they work, like, it just helps me every day wake up with a purpose, because, you know, I've realized in North America we have so many options. Like, we can decide, I feel like this today, I feel like that today, I don't want to do this. But back there, you got kids that's 1, 2, 3 years old, and they're getting up every day going to get water or trying to figure out, can I go to school? And that's a crazy decision to have to make at that age. So, you know, for me, it just makes me understand what being grateful is and what really hard work is.
You're almost a week in. You still got a week before you play a preseason game. Couple of guys going down today. Is this kind of a dog days of training camp where you really got to grind through it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is the second day with pads on, and you know, this is where we grind now. This is where, you know, the guys, you figure out, you know, who your dogs are, you figure out the guys that you got to, you know, maintain and things like that. So, you know, it takes a little time to figure out each and every person, because everybody's different, everybody's body is different, you know, how people manage their body is different. But for us, it's just keeping guys safe, playing like pros, and making the right decisions.
Speaking of safety, Gino, I know the CFL announced that you can wear guardian caps in-game now. Would you wear one? Would that be anything you would consider?
I would never wear that, personally. I just come from a different era where I like to see the helmet. I don't have no problem with people that do want to wear it. I understand why you are doing it and want to get the results and everything that comes with it. But, me personally, it's not the traditional of that game that I've seen before. But, you know, it's part of the game. Things change, and you got to adjust to it.